You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Daniel Sturridge to score in a Liverpool win is enhanced to 3-1 from 9-5, and Diego Costa to score in a Chelsea win is 6-1, enhanced from 4-1. Liverpool could take a step towards 7th spot should that become a Europa League place next season, providing, of course, they don't win the Europa League this season, mm-hmm. which I personally think they will, but it gives them that added insurance to get back into Europe, I suppose, if they don't succeed in the Europa League final. And recently, Dave, it's become Fortress Anfield in a way. 12 without defeat in all competitions at home now for Liverpool. 7 in a row in the league without defeat. Chelsea have nothing at all to play for. They can't move any higher in the table than they are. They're going to be missing John Terry. They don't need to win. Liverpool, even money, is that not a good price?
I think so. I think they'll win this game, Liverpool. And you said it's eighth versus ninth, but really it's top eight and then everyone else, isn't it, this season? Yeah. Because there's 10 points separating these two sides. And as you mentioned, since Jurgen Klopp took over, Liverpool have looked like a completely different team. Not only the results they're getting, the performances they're putting in as well. Again, even though he rested players against Watford at the weekend, they still won that game 2-0. They're becoming more solid with every week that goes by, Liverpool. And I think he'll play the full side here as well. I know they've got the Europa League final coming up against Sevilla, but that's a week on Wednesday. And I'd expect in their last game of the season against West Brom, he'll make wholesale changes in that match. This game, full throttle. Again, even though the atmosphere sometimes gets criticised for league games when you compare it at Anfield to a big European night,
yeah,
I think the crowd will be bang up for this one against Chelsea, who, even though Chelsea have gone through this slumber having won the league last season and they've made big changes and Antonio Conte is coming in the summer, Liverpool just look like the better of the two sides at the moment by a considerable margin. Chelsea, even though they had the lead against Sunderland, couldn't hang on at the weekend. There is nothing for them to play for. Eden Hazard's showing a little bit more spark now, isn't he? Played really well against Spurs when he came on. He's 11-4 to score any time. But I'm a lot of people are amused by the John Terry situation, because second sending off of the season means that he misses last two games. So having missed a penalty to win the Champions League final, then missed out through suspension in a Champions League final, they won and come on in the full kit, etc., etc., etc. Now his Chelsea career has ended with him walking sullenly off the pitch, having been sent off. So not a nice way for John Terry to finish his spell at Chelsea. I can't see them getting anything from this game. I think Liverpool will win, and win comprehensively. Even money's okay. Look for early goals in this game as well. First goal of the game has been scored in the opening 10 minutes in 4 of the last 5 Premier League meetings between Liverpool and Chelsea. They tend to start quickly in these matches, and both teams to score is stick on, in my opinion. 4-7 it is, though. It's short. Both teams to score, but Liverpool have failed to keep a clean sheet in their last 9 Premier League games against Chelsea. They've conceded 2 goals in each of their last 3 meetings at Anfield. Against Chelsea as well. And Chelsea have only kept 1 clean sheet in their last 11 Premier League games against Liverpool. I think both teams will score. I think Liverpool will win and both teams will score. And if you put those together, it's 13-5, over 2-1 for Liverpool to win and both to score. I think that's a really good bet.
Yeah, you could also play Liverpool to win over 2.5 goals at 17-10 on that same logic.
Yeah.
I just want to mention the timecast that we have on the site as well. Liverpool to score first and first goal up to and including the 30th minute, 17-10, providing you think Liverpool will get the first goal.
I'd be tempted to play both of those or have a look in play when the full goal markets come out. But Chelsea score first and first goal up to and including the 30th minute, 13-5, which is a decent bet. And if you're wanting a Chelsea goal scorer, Diego Costa's finishing this season pretty strongly. He's 8-5 to score any time in this game. He's been involved in 14 goals now in his last 14 Premier League appearances, assisting 5 and scoring 9. So I think that's a worthwhile play. Diego Costa, who's had a mixed season, famed to score in this game, it is okay at 8-5.
Yeah. I've been looking maybe at Philippe Coutinho to score here. He's, a lot of what Liverpool do positively goes through him. And he scored a couple of goals against Chelsea last time they met, so he's got history against them. 21-10 score any time.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
And I agree with what you're saying. I think they will play a full strength side for this game. Rest players at the weekend because he's got a week's rest.
That's the way he's worked it so far, Jurgen Klopp. I don't think there's any reason to desert that method.
No.
In the lead up to this game, I think he'll play his full strength side on Wednesday night, and then on Sunday he'll rest players ahead of that huge Europa League final on Wednesday, week on Wednesday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.